From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. While in Egypt as part of a week-long trip to the Middle East, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said it was too early to judge on the prospect of U.S.-North Korean talks.
As we've said for some time, it's really up to the North Koreans to decide when they're ready to engage with us in a sincere way, a meaningful way.
Tillerson spoke at a joint news conference with Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry after the two diplomats discussed regional security issues such as Libya and Syria, as well as the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Emergency personnel continue to search for bodies and clues following a fatal plane crash Sunday in Russia that killed 71. Scarlett Vitanovich has more.
The Saratov Airlines craft was headed for Orsk, about 1,500 kilometers southeast of the capital. CCTV footage of the crash shows what looks like a large ball of fire erupting on or near the ground. Investigators say they are looking at all possible reasons for the crash, opening a criminal case into the incident. They say possible causes include weather conditions, human error, and the plane's technical condition. No distress signals were sent by the crew.
That was Scarlett Vitanovich reporting. The outlaw Pakistani Taliban confirmed Monday its deputy chief was among several militants killed in a February 8th U.S. drone strike in the Gorwek area of North Waziristan. Khan Saeed Sajna was believed to be sheltering in Khost and had ties to the Haqqani network accused of staging high-profile terrorist attacks against local and U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan. Sajna was wanted by Washington for his role in terrorist attacks against U.S. citizens. Follow Voice of America on social media for more. This is VOA News. Britain's Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson visited a refugee camp in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, Saturday. He called for a safe and dignified return of Rohingya people to Myanmar, also known as Burma.
There's a lot of fear. That fear needs to be overcome, and the Burmese authorities need to work very hard with the international agencies to overcome that real alarm.
Bangladesh and Myanmar agreed in January to complete a voluntary repatriation of the refugees in 2 years, but the plan has sparked fears in refugee camps in Bangladesh that people may be forced to return despite a lack of guarantees around their security. South Africa's African National Congress leader Cyril Ramaphosa said Sunday the party's executive body would meet Monday to finalize discussions on the future of President Jacob Zuma, who is under mounting pressure to step down.
It is therefore important that we should manage these discussions that are currently underway with care and purpose, ensuring that we put the interests of South Africa first.
The party's National Executive Committee has the power to instruct Zuma to resign. U.S. President Donald Trump will unveil his long-awaited $1.5 trillion plan to tackle the nation's crumbling infrastructure Monday. Jeff Custer has the details.
The plan aims to turn $200 billion in federal funds and another $1.3 trillion in state and corporate investments into a 10-year plan to fix America's roads, bridges, railways, and other infrastructure. The $200 billion in federal funds over the next decade would come from cuts to existing programs. About $50 billion would go toward rural projects in the form of block grants to states. Another $20 billion would go to transformative programs meant for new and innovative projects, with $20 billion for expansion of loan programs and private activity bonds, and the final $10 billion for a capital financing fund. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, the former president of Liberia, has been awarded the $5 million Mo Ibrahim Prize, which recognizes excellence in African leadership. The $5 million prize is handed out over 10 years, with another $200,000 annually throughout the winner's lifetime. Switzerland will compete for an Olympic gold medal against Canada after beating a team of Russian athletes in the mixed doubles curling semifinal. Switzerland's 7-5 victory on Monday means they'll go home with at least a silver medal in Tuesday night's matchup against Canada. The Russian athletes will play Norway for the bronze medal Tuesday morning. Swiss curler Jenny Parrott blinked back tears after the victory, dubbing her chance at a gold medal unbelievable. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.